This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Cross-channel freight traffic between Britain and France was moving smoothly Friday in the first hours after London's exit from the European Union customs union, dispelling fears of immediate snarl-ups in the wake of the historic change. Bulgarian truck driver Slavi Shumakov says he's honored to be the first truck driver to cross the English Channel into France as the new Brexit trade deal comes into effect.
Very happy. Yes. To be first driver, not only for New Year, and first driver for Brexit, you know, for the new starting for UK.
African countries began officially trading under a new continent-wide free trade area Friday after months of delays caused by the global coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Ireland plans to end a ban on travel to the country from Britain January 6th and replace it with stricter COVID-19 testing measures as it seeks to stop the spread of a highly infectious new variant of the virus. Foreign Minister Simon Coveney was quoted as saying Friday, Ireland banned passenger flights and ferries December 21st. Some 30,000 people had traveled to Ireland from Britain in the previous 2 weeks, during which time the new variant was spreading rapidly in parts of Britain. The Philippines will prohibit the entry of foreign travelers from the United States starting Sunday after the more infectious new variant of the coronavirus was detected in the southern state of Florida. The travel ban, lasting until January 15th, covers those who've been to the United States within 14 days preceding arrival in the Philippines. That's according to President Rodrigo Duterte's spokesperson. German firm BioNTech said Friday it was racing to ramp up production of its COVID-19 shot in Europe to fill the gap left by the lack of other approved vaccines. The vaccine developed by BioNTech and its U.S. partner Pfizer was the first to be approved in the European Union in late December. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says seeks dismissal of a lawsuit that aims to overturn the presidential election, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Justice Department has asked a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. Pence, as president of the Senate, will oversee the session on Wednesday and declare the winner of the presidential race. The lawsuit was filed by U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona, but the lawsuit names Pence as the defendant. In its filing, the Justice Department, which is representing Pence, says a suit to establish that the vice president has discretion over the count filed against the vice president is a walking legal contradiction. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A car bomb detonated near a Russian military base in northeastern Syria Friday in the first such jihadist attack in the area against the ally of Damascus, a war monitor group said. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group reported several wounded in the attack after midnight in the Tal Saman area in Raqqa province, but did not give an exact figure. There was no immediate Russian report of the incident, which occurred in a broader area controlled by Kurdish-led forces, but where the Syrian regime and its ally Russia are also present. At least 25 civilians have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled east, local officials said Friday, blaming the attack on the notorious ADF militia. The army was chasing ADF fighters Thursday when they found the bodies of 25 civilians who had been taken by surprise in their fields on New Year's Eve, the administrator of Beni territory in North Kivu province told AFP. Rescue workers were searching Friday for survivors from a landslide that destroyed homes in a Norwegian village close to Oslo, leaving 10 people unaccounted for, including 2 children and 10 injured. They found one body today. COVID-19 forced Rio de Janeiro to cancel its famed New Year's festivities this year, but there was an upside Friday for trash collectors and the environment at large. 89% less garbage on Copacabana Beach. Municipal waste collectors in Brazil's party capital picked up just 39 tons of litter from the iconic beach during the muted New Year's Eve, down from 351 tons. Diane Roberts, VOA News.